Have you or someone you know left the behavioral health field? Coming back has its benefits for you and Ohioans in need. We would love to have you back working at a community behavioral health center, and you could earn up to a $3,000 bonus. That's right, a $3,000 bonus. Visit mha.ohio.gov/welcomeback and restart your journey today. That's mha.ohio.gov/welcomeback.
At Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
God is aware of every tear you've shed, every silent plea you've made. He knows the depths of your suffering and the cries of your heart. And He is with you, even when you feel most alone. Life can be incredibly challenging at times. We all experience moments of exhaustion when our strength seems to fade and our spirits feel weary. In these times, it's important to remember, you're not alone. In the depths of our struggles, it can be difficult to see the light. When the weight of our burdens becomes too much to bear, it's easy to feel lost and alone. But in these moments, it's crucial to remember a powerful truth. God sees your pain and hears your cry. God's purpose will always prevail, and His timing is always perfect. So let's trust in His divine timing and purpose. In 1 John 3:20, we find that even when our hearts condemn us, God is greater than our hearts and knows everything. So, before you lose hope, my dear brother and sister, remember that God is still reigning from His throne. He is Jehovah Nissi, Jehovah Shalom, and He is God with us. Don't lose hope just yet. God is aware of your exhaustion. Just be patient and wait for Him. At the right time, the time set by your Heavenly Father, you will receive your blessings. Today, I'm going to share some crucial biblical teachings about waiting on God. So prepare your hearts and minds to embrace this message. One of the most challenging aspects of being a Christian is the patience required when waiting for God to respond to our prayers. Every Christian has experienced this period of anticipation where it seems like nothing is changing. We often question why God makes us wait. However, I want to assure you that God's timing is impeccable. He is a God of order and precision, as stated in Isaiah 46:10. I declare the end from the beginning and from long ago what is not yet done, saying my plan will take place and I will do all my will. He calls a bird of prey from the east, a man for His purpose from a far country. This theme is echoed repeatedly in the Bible. One of life's most daunting challenges is waiting, particularly when it comes to waiting for God. Many of us can relate to this feeling. You've poured your soul into prayer and you're left wondering. God, why is it taking so long? Are you hearing me? Have you forgotten about me? Do you even care? Maybe you're praying for relief from chronic pain or for God to touch the heart of someone you care about. Perhaps you're seeking a stable job to provide for your family, healing from deep emotional scars, restoration in a fractured relationship, or the blessing of a life partner. The wait can be tough, but remember, patience is a virtue. The more you pray, the more it seems like there's no answer. You're clinging to faith, believing wholeheartedly. Yet there's no distinct sign from God, no hint that He's heard you, no proof that He's working. All you yearn for is a sign, any sign. Lord, show me something, anything. And yet sometimes there's nothing but silence. So what is God doing during these times? Why does He seem so quiet? Remember Joseph's story in the book of Genesis. Joseph waited for years, enduring his brother's betrayal, slavery, and imprisonment. But through it all, God was with him, arranging every detail. In Genesis 50:20, Joseph reassured his brothers, "You meant to harm me, but God meant it for good, to achieve what is now happening, the saving of many lives." Joseph's journey teaches us that God's timing is impeccable, even when it's not apparent to us. Like Joseph, you might feel like you're stuck in a pit or a prison waiting for liberation. But let me reassure you, just because God seems silent doesn't mean he's not there. God is at work, even while you're waiting. Behind the scenes, his goodness, power, provision, and grace are in motion. He's constantly working towards the good because of his deep love for you. He's a loving father with wonderful plans for you. He desires to bless you and see you thrive. So let's discuss today some principles on patiently waiting for God and open our hearts and minds to embrace these crucial biblical truths. Principle one, God's delays are not God's denials. In a world that values immediate outcomes, waiting is often perceived as a waste of time. We live in a fast-paced, dynamic world where we demand rapid results from technology. Because our time is precious, waiting feels counterproductive, as if we're missing out on opportunities. This period of waiting can trigger anxiety and doubt. We may start to question if something is wrong because waiting contradicts our culture of instant gratification. It's challenging to wait when uncertainty hangs over us. When we're unsure of the outcome, doubt creeps in, and we begin to question if God will deliver. As doubt takes root, the temptation to take matters into our own hands intensifies. But here's the danger. When we try to control things ourselves during the waiting period, things can go terribly wrong. The scriptures caution us that trying to control situations ourselves can lead to complications. Yet when we've been waiting for what feels like an eternity, when our prayers seem to go unanswered and time keeps passing, we're tempted to take control. Perhaps you're at that point of desperation today. You've waited, prayed, and trusted, but nothing seems to shift. Doubt whispers, "What if?" And before you know it, you're tempted to dismiss God, to abandon your faith because he hasn't met your expectations. But let me pose this question. How long does God have before you decide to let him go? How much time before you end your relationship with him because he hasn't delivered on your terms? Remember, God operates on his schedule, not ours. So in the midst of waiting, resist the temptation to take control. Trust in God's perfect timing, even when it feels like time is running out. Maintain your faith, cling to hope, and understand that God is always at work, even during periods of waiting. Consider the story of Lazarus in John 11. Mary and Martha sent a message to Jesus that their brother Lazarus was ill, anticipating that Jesus would come and heal him. However, Jesus delayed his visit, which resulted in Lazarus's death. When Jesus finally arrived, Lazarus had been dead for 4 days. Mary and Martha were mourning and questioned why Jesus hadn't arrived sooner. But Jesus showed that God's delays are not denials. He performed a miraculous resurrection, demonstrating his power over death. Isaiah 55, 8-9 serves as a reminder. "For my thoughts are not your thoughts, neither are your ways my ways, declares the Lord. As the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than your ways, and my thoughts than your thoughts." God's viewpoint surpasses our comprehension. He sees the grand scheme of things and understands what's best for us. So when we encounter delays, let's not lose courage. Instead, let's place our trust in God's wisdom and impeccable timing. Let's have faith that he is orchestrating everything for our benefit, even when it's not visible to us. God's delays are not rejections. They're opportunities for us to strengthen our faith and witness his miraculous power unfolding in our lives. Often, God's delays set the stage for something extraordinary. Principle two, patience is a virtue. In a world that prizes quickness and immediate satisfaction, Patience can sometimes feel like a lost virtue. We're used to fast food, high-speed internet, and instant outcomes. We desire things to unfold according to our timeline and our plans. However, the truth is that God's timing seldom matches our expectations. Patience is more than just waiting. It's about resilience, persistence, and faith. It's about clinging to hope when situations appear grim. And it's about yielding our desires to God's flawless plan. The Bible, in James 5:7-8, instructs us, "Therefore, brothers and sisters, be patient until the Lord's return. Consider how the farmer waits for the precious fruit of the earth and is patient with it until it receives the early and the late rains. You also must be patient. Strengthen your hearts, because the Lord's return is near." This is akin to a farmer who waits with patience for the harvest. We are similarly called to wait with patience for the fulfillment of God's promises. Patience isn't a passive state. It's an active choice to trust in God's faithfulness, even when our circumstances are filled with uncertainty. Let's face it, patience is challenging. It's tough when we're dealing with obstacles, when our prayers seem to go unanswered, and when it feels like time is slipping away. Doubt creeps in, and we're tempted to take control. But rushing ahead of God's timing only leads to frustration and disappointment. Instead, let's embrace patience as a virtue, knowing that it fosters resilience and shapes our character. As stated in Romans 5:3-4, let's trust in God's impeccable timing, knowing that He is orchestrating everything for our benefit, as per Romans 8:28. Let's remember that the season of waiting is not a waste of time. It's a period of growth, refinement, and preparation for the blessings God has planned for us. So, in the midst of waiting, let's cultivate patience, knowing that God is reliable and His promises will be fulfilled in His perfect timing. Principle 3, have faith in God's impeccable timing. The scriptures guide us to allow patience to do its perfect work. Patience isn't a passive trait. It's cultivated in the waiting room of life. You might not notice any visible changes, but rest assured, significant transformations are happening beneath the surface. Patience is exercising your spiritual muscles, making you stronger.
It's finally here. Stop into Menards for amazing Black Friday deals. A 54-inch giant snow tube is only $9.99 each. Ladies' slippers are just $6.99 a pair. And a men's heated jacket is $49.99. Ah, there's so many great Black Friday deals. I can't list them all. You'll have to hurry to Menards while supplies last to get these and many more Black Friday deals. Sale good Black Friday through December 1st. See Menards.com for details.
Save big money at Menards.
Have you or someone you know left the behavioral health field? Coming back has its benefits for you and Ohioans in need. We would love to have you back working at a community behavioral health center, and you could earn up to a $3,000 bonus. That's right, a $3,000 bonus. Visit mha.ohio.gov/welcomeback and restart your journey today. That's mha.ohio.gov/welcomeback.
Helping you grow, evolve, and become more resilient. So don't underestimate the periods of waiting, and don't lose heart if things aren't progressing as swiftly as you'd hoped. Remember, the longer it takes, the more blessings God has in store for you. When it's your time, when God knows you're ready, the fruits of your patience will be far greater than you could ever envision. We all have aspirations we're eager to realize, challenges we hope will resolve, and the longing to find the right person. But when our wait seems longer than anticipated, it's natural to feel disheartened and restless. Questioning. When will it finally happen? However, sometimes the delay isn't due to God's inaction, but because we're not yet ready for what He has planned. You might feel prepared for what you envision, but if you could glimpse God's vision, you'd understand that you're not equipped to handle it just yet. You need more time to mature, to evolve, to accumulate experience. Let's revisit the story of Abraham and Sarah in Genesis 21. God made a promise to Abraham that he would become the father of many nations. Yet Abraham was 100 and Sarah was 90 when their son Isaac, the fulfillment of God's promise, was born. Can you fathom the burden of waiting for a promise for nearly 100 years? But God, in his perfect timing, fulfilled his promise. In our lives, we often find ourselves in situations where we're anxiously awaiting God's intervention. We pray passionately for breakthroughs, for healing, for provision, for reconciliation. Yet, it seems like God's timing is different from ours. We might feel impatient, anxious, or even doubtful, questioning whether God hears our prayers or if he will act on our behalf. Think of the waiting period as a time of preparation, refinement, and growth. Just as Abraham and Sarah faced hurdles and obstacles during their waiting period, God used that time to shape them into vessels, ready for the fulfillment of his promise. So, my dear friends, let's root our hearts in trust. Let's believe that God is true to his word, that he's working behind the scenes, orchestrating every detail according to his perfect plan. Let's wait with anticipation, knowing that when the time is right, God will fulfill what he has promised. As we navigate through this season of waiting, let's foster a mindset of gratitude, praise, and worship, acknowledging God's goodness, his sovereignty, and his unwavering love. Indeed, Proverbs 3:5-6 offers us a deep truth. Trust in the Lord with all your heart and do not lean on your own understanding. In all your ways, acknowledge him and he will make your path straight. This verse encourages us to relinquish our timelines, desires, and understanding to God. It invites us to place our absolute trust in his sovereignty, wisdom, and faithfulness. Trusting in God's perfect timing requires faith, a faith that believes in God's promises, even when the situation appears dire, a faith that persists in prayer, even when answers are delayed, a faith that recognizes that God's ways and timing are superior to ours. His timing is always perfect. Principle 4, discover tranquility in God's timing. Psalm 46:10 instructs us to be still and know that I am God. This verse emphasizes the significance of calming our hearts and minds, of taking a pause amidst life's hustle and bustle, to recognize God's presence and supreme rule. In this tranquility, we discover peace, a peace that transcends comprehension and shields our hearts from fear and doubt. Finding serenity in God's timing also involves appreciating the journey of waiting. Instead of perceiving waiting as a time of stagnation or frustration, we can view it as a chance for growth, contemplation, and deepening our connection with God. Finding serenity in God's timing is a journey of relinquishing control and trusting wholeheartedly. It's about letting go of our need to control outcomes and embracing the certainty that God's timing is impeccable, even when it doesn't match our expectations. Philippians 4:6-7 provides us with this comforting guidance. Don't be anxious about anything, but in every situation, through prayer and petition, with gratitude, present your requests to God, and the peace of God, which surpasses all comprehension, will protect your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus. This passage enlightens us that true peace doesn't stem from having all the answers or controlling every situation. Instead, it comes from handing over our worries and concerns to God and finding rest in his supreme rule. In a world riddled with turmoil and unpredictability, finding tranquility in God's timing can be daunting. We might be tempted to fret, doubt, or try to control things ourselves. However, genuine peace is achieved by surrendering our fears and anxieties to God and having faith that he is orchestrating everything for our benefit. As we wait with patience and anticipation, our faith is fortified and our hearts are ready to welcome the blessings God has planned for us. So let's embark on the journey of discovering tranquility in God's timing. Let's relinquish our fears and worries to Him, trusting that He is in command and that His timing is always impeccable. And let's find comfort in the certainty that as we wait with patience and anticipation, His peace will safeguard our hearts and minds, guiding us towards a deeper connection with Him. Principle 5, have faith in God's supreme rule. Proverbs 19:20, one enlightens us that while a person may have many plans in their mind, it's ultimately God's purpose that will prevail. We might devise our own plans, but in the end, it's God's plan that stands. During periods of waiting and uncertainty, it's easy to question God's supreme rule. We might wonder why certain events are unfolding or why our prayers seem to go unanswered. But in those moments, we must remember that God's ways and thoughts are far superior to ours. We might not always comprehend His plans, but we can trust that He is orchestrating everything for our benefit. Trusting in God's supreme rule also implies having faith in His perfect timing. Having faith in God's supreme rule involves acknowledging and yielding to His ultimate authority and control over everything. In a world riddled with unpredictability and turmoil, placing our trust in God's supreme rule can provide a sense of solace and fortitude. Psalm 103:19 serves as a potent reminder. The Lord has set His throne in the heavens, and His kingdom rules over all. This verse powerfully underscores that God is in command, even when situations appear to be beyond our control. His plans are superior, His ways are grander, and His purpose will triumph. Trusting in God's supreme rule calls for us to yield our desires, our plans, and our will to His. It involves recognizing that He knows what's best for us, even when it's not visible to us. Just as Ecclesiastes 3:1 assures us, He has made everything beautiful in its time. We must remember that God's timing is impeccable, even if it doesn't coincide with ours. We might become impatient and tired during the wait, but we can have faith that God is true to His promises and His timing is always precise. So let's place our trust in God's supreme rule, acknowledging that He has control over everything. Let's yield our plans and our will to His, and let's find comfort in the knowledge that He is orchestrating everything for our benefit. So, my dear friends, take time to be still and listen to God's voice. In the quiet of your heart, you will find His reassurance. He is saying, "My child, I see your pain. I hear your cry. Trust in me and I will carry you through. Hold on, for the dawn is coming. Your perseverance will lead to triumph and your faith will be your guiding light. God knows you are tired, but He also knows that you are capable of extraordinary things. Keep going, for you are never alone. May the strength and peace of the divine fill your heart and soul, guiding you through whatever challenges lie ahead." If this principle has touched you, express your affirmation by typing, "God is always with me," in the comment section below. I proclaim that all the blessings of this prayer are now bestowed upon you in the name of Jesus. Have faith. Stay patient. Trust that God is working behind the scenes. Wait on God, for He is faithful. Your pain will not last forever, and your cries will not go unheard. Trust in His plan, for He is preparing for a future filled with hope and joy. God sees your pain and hears your cry. Hold on, for His promises are true and His love is everlasting. I am continuous motivation, a messenger of God. Always remember the love of Christ Jesus. May God keep you safe, protected, and richly bless you. Thank you for joining me today. If you found this video meaningful, please give it a thumbs up and share it with your friends and family. Don't forget to subscribe and hit the bell for more inspirational content.
Have you or someone you know left the behavioral health field? Coming back has its benefits for you and Ohioans in need. We would love to have you back working at a community behavioral health center, and you could earn up to a $3,000 bonus. That's right, a $3,000 bonus. Visit mha.ohio.gov/welcomeback and restart your journey today. That's mha.ohio.gov/welcomeback.
At Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.